The Bible is the single most important book that has ever been written. The creator of the universe gave us a playbook on how to live in his universe and the laws that govern it. On this podcast, we will explore what the Bible says on money, success, business, leadership, influence, relationships, and any other area that we discover may help us in business. So join us to discover the amazing wisdom of the Bible and how we can use it to grow our business and to improve our life.
No. It's flying south because it's an animal and it has instincts and it obeys those instincts. Human beings, we have been created to have the ability to choose the destiny that we want.
This is Jacob here with another episode of What Does the Bible Say About Business?
Man, I've been trying to raise strawberries for the longest time, but you know what? It's just the climate is just too warm. Or maybe I've been trying to raise oranges, and man, we're just getting, you know, just a little too cold to have a good orange.
If you really think about it, if we put ourselves in the customer's shoes, if we put ourselves in that position, so I think it's very important that we look at that and we say, look, it starts with the small things. A single termite will never fell a tree. Never. Today, I want to talk a little bit about sowing and reaping, and I'm actually going to do a four-part series.
Number three, there's a timing, and all of our business have a certain timing that I think we have to be aware of. And number four,
it will negatively affect our businesses. And in fact, it will take our businesses down. It can work both positively and negatively on our business. This is Jacob here. Hey, I am now going to be speaking on episode number three.
So the question is what is a rose, a beautiful red rose in the middle of a cornfield? And the question could say, oh, well, it's a rose, and yeah, it is a rose, but it's of absolutely no value. A rose in the middle of a cornfield is just burning the ground. It is a weed. It's a weed. When you know what your car business is, when I know what my car business is, it is absolutely essential that I stay laser focused. Jacob here, hey, with another podcast.
Small hole will sink the whole ship. In the beginning, it may not. I mean, it's just leaking in slowly, but those holes have to constantly be watched out for repair. This is Jacob here with another episode of What Does the Bible Say About Business? If you have enjoyed this podcast, please rate and review us. If you have suggestions or comments, or would like to have more information, visit jacobdlee.com. Thank you for listening.
This episode was hosted by the Max Potential Podcast Network. Find more great shows at maxpotential.com.